watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Arp. We're at Surface, the second day of the show, and we're in the AHF product space. And I'm with Brian Carson, the CEO, and Jennifer Zimmerman, the Chief Commercial Officer. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great today, this morning, Kemp.
I've been looking forward to this.
So have we.
Yeah, it's great. The show's been great, and it's really great to see everybody here.
All right, let's real quick, AHF products. That's a name that's, you know, you've had for several years, but you really have a lot of brands. The key ones, Armstrong brand, Bruce, Crosswell, there's others though, right?
I mean, we've got Robbins and Hartco. I mean, Robbins goes back over 100 years, so we've got a whole stable of brands, but there's three that are just, you know, at the top, which are Armstrong, Bruce, and Crosswell.
And you added Crosswell about a year and a half ago, and you're owned by Paceline Equity.
Yep.
This space is huge. Last night I came by here, and it looked like you had 100 to 200 people in here. You were giving out awards, right?
Yeah. We were giving out awards last night, our dealer and distributor partner awards, and the place was jammed yesterday. And we had some new winners this year, some distributors and partners that really stepped up. What was interesting is, I mean, we've got brands that go back to 1860, and people looking around at this stuff, you know, half of the folks in this building sold these products and these brands in their career and raised their kids on them. It was really neat to see them. You know, they were excited. They wanted to know if they were winning the prize, but it was almost like a sentimental feeling that the industry was really built on these brands that are sitting in this booth.
So you got your legacy, and that's kind of the theme of the space, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, I'm looking over here at some of the old video shoot of some of the factories and what have you. You know, some of it goes back 100 years. So really neat stuff.
Catch us up on how's business.
Business is, you know, the fourth quarter, you know, was kind of soft, you know, with the election and everything else. January's off to a heck of a start. I hope it keeps up here. So we're excited. We're chasing it a little bit. Listen, the industry, commercial's been good. Residentially, you know, it's going to be going on a three-year slump here. Usually those down cycles are 18 months. So it's pent up. It's just waiting for the impetus. And then we're going to be on a roll. We think that's going to be coming as we move through this year. You see a whole host of new products, a bunch of new Armstrong products here. And we want to be there when the customers are there. But January's off to a good start.
That's good to hear. So you're primed for growth this year. And as you mentioned, we've seen, you know, we thought the second half of 23 was going to be good. We thought the second half of 24 was going to be good. But this year, maybe it will be good in the second half, right?
We think so. I mean, at some, you know, this is a building product cyclical industry, and it goes in cycles. 36 months into a soft cycle residentially, you know, with the exception of 2008, we have not had one of those. So this is an abnormal soft cycle. So it's going to move. The population is growing. The houses are getting older and in need of work. It's just getting pent up. Interest rates are probably going to be a less of a favor for the industry than we had hoped with the mortgage rates. But Americans are unique, and at some point we're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and getting on with life and building a family and renovating your home and your American dream, and we'll be off to the races.
One more key thing, we'll move to Jennifer. I want to be sure to tell our audience, you have manufacturing. I mean, you have it in a big way in the United States, and then you have some in Asia as well, right?
Sure. So we have 11 factories. We make porcelain. We make engineered wood, solid wood, vinyl planks, vinyl tile, vinyl sheet. Yeah, we make it all. We've got 11 plants. 10 of them are in the United States. And, you know, there's all this noise. I mean, all you have to do is read the newspaper every day. Are the tariffs going to go on, not go on? Who the heck knows? This whole tariff thing, if you're running your business exposed and you're just guessing what's going to happen, you're really gambling with your business. And we're not gamblers. We're investors. We believe over the long haul, the tariffs are going to go up and the supply chains are going to become less stable from offshore. And owning 10 plants in the United States is going to be the place to be.
You're poised for success.
Yes, we are.
Make your own product, and it's mostly here.
It's mostly here. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, tell us about what's going on to show and what you're telling the people who come in the space.
So we have 35 collections that we're showing at the show that are brand new, over 500 SKUs. And we're really excited to be launching some new technology here. So we have our densified wood technology in a variety of different species. So we've got pine and walnut, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So that technology gives us the ability to use species that you've never seen in wood before. And then we have our hydropel technology that's gone on all of our engineered wood, which makes it 8 hours waterproof, all six sides. So that's something we're unveiling here. And then we just got designs, a variety of different vinyl products and porcelain tile. And we've got some really nice finishes that we're introducing, feather finishes on the porcelain tile and some good residential products as well. So we're really excited to show our customers. And this has been great for us to see one stop. We can see all of our customers here.
One of the big conversations that's going on right now is about generations, you know, and what generations want. You know, obviously the boomers have all the money, but they're kind of dialing out. They've made their investments. And the ones that are coming in now, the millennials and stuff, they're tuning in to traditional materials, and you have traditional materials, right?
We do. So one of the things we're featuring in our booth here is the old Christmas pattern from Armstrong. I mean, there's not anybody who doesn't have a story about growing up on that Christmas pattern. And we have a big framed picture of it. And it's actually sitting in a museum right now, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. So we're really excited about that. And that just speaks to our legacy of the products that we have and the legacy and how we appeal to the generations, because people are coming back to the traditional materials. People want to invest. They want to put wood in their homes now because they're really looking at making a home for a lifetime.
All right. So again, the theme of this, I see this antique brick and some of this ironwork. The theme is you go back to 1800s, and you have a timeline on the back that walks your consumer and your dealer through the legacy of the brand, right?
Yeah. Armstrong legacy started in 1860. So then we've got Bruce in 1884, Robbins in 1886, Crossville's a 40-year-old porcelain tile brand. So we really have a rich tradition here with our brands and U.S. manufacturer. I mean, these plants have been here and have stood for 100 years and decades. So our heritage is rich in history.
You mentioned we're just getting started.
Yeah.
You mentioned Crossville. They're the first porcelain tile plant built in the United States, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have two of them sitting in Crossville, Tennessee, and we invested about $8 million last year to expand capacity, and we're ready to rock and roll. You know, Kemp, we're really, really fortunate that we have the wherewithal, financial wherewithal. We've got the talent in the business, that lean forward attitude to invest, because the market is going to cycle back. People are either going to be there with choices for the customers or they're not. We've chosen to lean in and be there when the market rebounds residentially. And we're just excited. The customers are just thrilled with what we have here.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Brian Carson and Jennifer Zimmerman here in the AHF product space. And you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.